The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Jay Gabler. There is a massive new archive of documents and recordings relating to the late, great Lou Reed available now at the New York Public Library. And later on, I'll be talking to a librarian who will tell us more about what that entails. But first, we have some lineup announcements going on. The official Woodstock 50th Anniversary Festival has released its lineup, and as promised, it includes a mix of both veteran artists and newcomers. The biggest name, though, is neither an old head from the original Woodstock nor a young up-and-comer. It's Jay-Z, one of several prominent hip-hop artists booked, along with Chance the Rapper, Run the Jewels, and the very peace-and-love-minded Common. Artists returning from Woodstock 69 include The Grateful Dead, at least those surviving members who now play as Dead and Company, John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Santana, who will hopefully bring their hippie pal, Rob Thomas. The rest of the lineup ranges widely across the musical landscape, from the Black Keys to Miley Cyrus to Janelle Monáe to Anderson East to Brandi Carlile, with many more. The festival will happen at Watkins Glen over the 50th anniversary, August 16th through 18th, at the same time as a much smaller festival takes place at the original festival location, Bethel Woods. Artists playing that festival include Ringo Starr and Santana, who apparently are not going to let any radius claws keep them from celebrating a half century since they helped define a generation. So, with Canned Heat ready to release another blast, it's time once again for Going Up the Country. And then Lollapalooza, doing its part for puppies and teasing its 2019 lineup at the same time. The festival has released a teaser video showcasing dogs that are available for adoption at the animal shelter Paws Chicago. Each dog pushes balloons aside to reveal one of the artists booked for this year's festival, taking place August 1st through 4th. Among the artists playing Lala this year, according to the puppies, Janelle Monáe, Lil Wayne, Tenacious D, and Slash. Tickets are now on sale, and the rest of the lineup is promised soon. Maybe the biggest artist teased by the puppies is also one of this year's Coachella headliners, Tame Impala, who are prepping a new album. For now, let's hear a track from their most recent release, 2015's Currents. Here's the all-too-apt, The Less I Know, The Better. So about this massive Lou Reed archive, it's now available to the public under the auspices of the New York Public Library. To learn more about what this entails, I called up a librarian.
My name is Jonathan Hyam. I'm the curator of music and recorded sound at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts.
I asked Jonathan to tell me more about what's in the archive and how it ended up at this library.
Lou Reed Archive consists of materials related to the life and work of singer, songwriter, poet, photographer, all-around New York-based artist Lou Reed. These are materials that date back to just as early as his high school years, where there's some personal memorabilia, such as yearbooks and photographs, up through his passing in 2013. At the core of this archive are the daily business papers related to his life and work as an artist. Fundamentally, there are a large group of materials from Sister Ray Enterprises, which was the name of his business corporation. And contained within those papers are the financial records, the production notes, you know, all the materials related to the creation of albums and books and everything that he was involved in. People can come and learn anything, almost anything and everything they need to know about the record industry as it pertained to a major popular figure. It's an incredible trove of materials. There's over 220 archival boxes filled with papers, photographs, artwork, fan art, even some clothing, that sort of thing. And it's a place where people can come and dive into the archive and learn whatever it is they're trying to find out about a given artist or institution. Lori and her team were impressed with the work that the New York Public Library had done at that point. In addition to the fact that Lou Reed was very much a New York-centric artist and individual, and it only made sense that his materials would stay in New York and his materials would be made available to everybody, regardless of their social standing, how much money they had, and anything like that.
So I imagine if I was one of the archivists working through this collection, I would have these wow moments where you just like want to run into the next room and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this thing I just found. Look at this. What were those moments for your team?
For some people, they were just taken by some of the visual artwork. One of my favorite examples and that of the staff are three hand-painted posters that were created in honor of Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson and their dog, Lola, for the Coney Island Mermaid Parade, which is this wonderful parade, which I think is about in its 30th year. And there are these banners that have Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson and their dog, Lola, painted as mer people and mer dog. I'm not sure what the nomenclature is on that, but just these wonderful whimsical testaments to their influence on all walks of society. I also think some of the fan art has been wonderful to look at. One of my favorite things is this incredible handmade kaleidoscope made by a fan, in which the bits and pieces that make the kaleidoscope work are these tiny little plastic transparencies focused largely on Velvet Underground moments. I think some other things that really stand out that were exciting for me were earlier materials such as the initial agreements amongst the original members of the Velvet Underground, how they shared their copyrights, how they officially decided upon their name. Those kinds of things were pretty thrilling. And I'd also say maybe one other thing I'd really point out is that I in particular was taken by Lou Reed's the prints of some of his photographs. He really took to photography over time and increasingly devoted time to it as he got older. And the photographs are incredibly beautiful, sometimes very abstract, sometimes very straightforward, but really of the highest order. And I think that people going forward, as they delve into those and discover them more fully, will really find a whole new side of him that they may not have been fully aware of during his lifetime.
Items from this remarkable archive are now accessible at the New York Library for the Performing Arts, and for a limited time, eligible patrons can also pick up a special Lou Reed Library card. Appropriate, Lou Reed was a huge reader. Here's one of the hardest rocking songs from Reed's classic 1989 album New York, Dirty Boulevard.
He's gonna end up on the Dirty Boulevard. He's going out to the Dirty Boulevard. He's going down to the Dirty Boulevard. This room costs $2,000.
For today's viral clip, we gotta go with pretty much the only video anyone's talking about today. The trailer for the third season of Stranger Things, dropping July 4th. This new season takes us to 1985, but the song you hear throughout most of the trailer is from 1971. The Who's Baba O'Reilly, more commonly known by its chorus, Teenage Wasteland. Because the kids are teenagers now. Get it? The trailer also includes Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home, and the reaction on Twitter by writer Jill Krajewski is pretty much what anyone in the music world thought. Quote, "What a music budget flex." It takes a lot of money to license huge songs for a huge series, and if anyone has that kind of money, it's Netflix, in part due to the success of the first two Stranger Things seasons. Music has always been very important to showrunners the Duffer Brothers, who really wanted to evoke that authentic 80s ambiance. For this season, that means recreating, in pristine detail, a shopping mall circa 1985. Talk about a teenage wasteland. You You can watch that trailer, see the Lou Reed Library card, and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Anna Wagle. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news and a roundup of this week's new releases. Find The Current on Twitter and tell us what releases you hope Jade and I will cover tomorrow. Out here!